Only McPullen Elementary School will remain open for students who don't live within the Park City School District boundaries for the 2019-20 school year. School closures have to be reported to the State Board of Education by the end of every year. Park City School Board President Andrew Kaplan says the decision to close schools is made using a methodology that was changed a year ago. For the current school year, all Park City schools are considered closed schools. Next year, only McPullen will be open.
It really comes down to what spaces are teachable spaces for a classroom. And, you know, you can, it's a subjective view. You know, the best example is a computer lab, for example, or a dance studio. You know, can you use that to teach a typical English class? Well, if you can't, then it's not a classroom space, you know. And our community has asked for small classes. So that's one thing that, you know, that we have. And we've also asked for a lot of programs. And so when we have great things like coding and computers and dance and art and science and all of these things that aren't typical in the state of Utah, you know, we're going to have fewer spaces for traditional classes. And that means that our capacity is going to be a little bit lower than the rest of the state.
McPullen is the only elementary school that is all dual language. Those students who live within McPullen's boundaries and don't want to be part of that can move to other district schools which offer just a partial dual language experience. That has left room, he says, in the only in-town elementary school.
So from a practical perspective, I think it would be very difficult for someone to bring their child into McPullen, you know, beyond the kindergarten or first grade years, right? I mean, bringing in a fourth grader where half the day is taught in Spanish is kind of a tough ask for a child if they don't have that language expertise. So,
yeah, but that happens all the time when people move into the district, no?
You know, when you live in the district, you can transfer intra-district very easily. So, for example, if you move into the McPullen and catchment, but you don't want to do dual immersion, you can go to Parley's or Trailside or another school that doesn't have dual immersion. If you're coming from out of district, you don't have that flexibility. So the only choice would be McPullen.
The school district has also seen a number of its students looking for other educational options and have left the local district. The number of Park City students attending the Silver Summit Academy, a South Summit school, doubled this year. Others are opting for charter schools like Wileman and the Winter School, as well as private schools in the Salt Lake Valley.
You know, the numbers, when you just look at our enrollment, looks flat to slightly down, but there is actual growth in terms of the students in our community. They're just choosing, you know, other options as well. And the Silver Summit Academy is the biggest one. So we have over 80 kids who would be in the district who are there now. And that's a lot of students.
Looking at the different types of learning styles available, he says, is part of the district's ongoing master plan process.
That's what we're asking families and parents and community members to talk to us about is how do they want, you know, their children to learn? And, you know, we've been a very traditional district for a long time. And again, this isn't just a Park City thing. It's a national trend that you know, parents want more focus on individualized learning and they want their students to be able to learn in different ways. And that's why we're seeing this trend towards, you know, Silver Summit and things like that, which, you know, there's a lot more project-based learning and different styles of education than what we traditionally have taught here in Park City.
Kaplan says any changes in how material is taught, whether it's project-based, career and technology-led, or blended learning will be decided by the community through the master planning process. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.